Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on 6:30 every evening, Monday to Friday, 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And I'll give you a little background about me. I don't believe in political correctness. I have a politically incorrect show. And we do not in this show eschew to medialize media falsehoods and political rhetoric. We're in for honest discernment and truth and getting at the facts and getting at the truth. Second thing, I'm a Christian. I believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture, and I believe in the ancient creeds of the Church, Nicene, Athanasian, and Apostles' Creed, and I adhere to the great Christian authors, if I can read them, such as C.S. Lewis and G.K. Chesterton, etc. I also am a writer. I've written 10 books, and I am writing more books, and these are Christian books and legal books, and they have sold well nationally, internationally. And I also run two radio shows, a Blog Talk radio show and a podcast show. And these shows are visited by people from Iraq and Iran and Muslim countries in China regularly. That's as much as I can say about this. I've written over 700 blogs. They're fully available for you to read, and I've also and my books are fully available. I want to talk about salvation. Right? On this show, I talk about biblical concepts, Christian concepts. I talk about literature. I talk about literary matters, and I talk about theological issues and the great writers of the past. And I'm going to talk about today the Christian concept of salvation, much misunderstood by people these days, but the concept of salvation, somewhat foreign to the modern world, was that we are told through television and the media, everybody's happy and okay, everyone's nice, and everyone's basically good. In short, modern man sees no necessity for salvation. He doesn't see any point in it, really. The idea is foreign to him, because we're told by television and media that everything's happy and everything's good and everybody's nice and everybody's good. So where's the necessity for being saved from anything? There's nothing to be saved from. The world's all glitz. It's Esquire magazine. It's People magazine with toothy smiles. The idea of salvation or of man being in need of repair, help, or reconstruction is off-based to most so-called advanced-thinking men and women. So the idea of salvation or needing help or rescue or reconstruction is foreign because people don't see any problem, basically. But the biblical and Christian perspective is quite different. We say that men are not so good. And in fact, we say, sad to say, a message nobody wants to hear, we say they are corrupt, twisted, limited, degraded, and lacking. That is what the Christianity says about human nature. And the Christian faith and Christian worldview says God has intervened in history in the person of his only begotten Son to set things right or create a relationship with the holy and perfect God. And the Christian faith says that men are not so great, and in fact they are most deficient in character and motivations. So the biblical perspective, the theological perspective, the perspective of the Christian faith is that men are not so good, and they are in fact corrupt, twisted, limited, degraded, and lacking. And the Christian faith and Christian worldview says God intervened. He had to make an intervention in the person of his only begotten Son to rescue us and recreate a relationship with the holy and perfect God. So you might say that the Christian faith justifies salvation because we believe men are not so great, and in fact, they are quite deficient. And so the idea, the need for salvation is really quite obvious to any thinking person. If you look at the world, if you look at human nature, you'll see a world is rather a mess. And sad to say, if you think about it and look what's going on, you conclude it is basically ruled by evil and satanic forces. So why do we need salvation? Well, it's obviously we are in desperate need of salvation. A glance at the daily newspaper sees death and murder in the Middle East, and other horrific events. These reports are the tip of the icebergs. We don't know what goes on. Perhaps it's fortunate what goes on in every marriage. Nor do we know that people have slipped into death with no one caring or giving a damn. The best that can be said of most people is that they are largely indifferent to others and can be alienated and hostile if crossed. So we know salvation is a grossly obvious concept. We need salvation. We need to be rescued. If you look at the world, it's rather a mess. It's ruled by evil and satanic forces. A glance at the daily newspaper reveals death and murder everywhere, all the place. These reports are the tip of the dark iceberg of human nature. We don't know, and this is maybe fortunate, what goes on behind closed doors in every marriage, nor do we know that people have slipped from life into death with no one caring or giving a damn. Maybe we do this, maybe we know it, maybe we're aware of it. We don't know what goes on behind closed doors in every marriage, nor do we know how many people have slipped into death from life with no one caring or thinking about it. The best that can be said about people, this is the reality, is that they are largely indifferent to others. And if they are not merely indifferent, they can be alienated and hostile if crossed. So what about salvation? It's really quite reasonable. Because if you look at the world, it's been a horror show for some time and continues to be so. In the 20th century, there have been numerous genocides, which maybe most people in other countries have done nothing to stop. Whether the Turks in Armenia, the Jews in Europe and Germany, the Cambodians under Pol Pot, the Rwandans, and most recently the massacres and killing in Darfur, it is quite obvious the need for salvation as a solution to correct a misdirected and failed nature. And human beings are failed. Looking at the genocides, which has continually occurred in the last 100 years, it's quite obviously that salvation is grossly and absolutely necessary. And God sends Christ to help us, to rescue us, and in a word, to give us salvation, which we desperately need. This is as much as I'm going to say about salvation tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to explain that we need it. We need Christ. We need to be rescued from evil and satanic forces that rule our world. They rule our world in the genocides of the past 100 years. We rule our world in the failed marriages. We rule our world in the death of people nobody cares about. In the fact of the matter, Christians believe that men are not great. They're not okay. They're not good. And they have to be saved. And they need to be saved. And something has to be done, which God did in sending his only begotten Son to die for us. This is as much as I want to say about this. And if you want to know more about salvation, look at chapter 18 of my book, Essays in the Christian Worldview, and you'll find plenty of information about this. Hope you've enjoyed this talk.